USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden claims global dynamics have shifted in the past few years. Delivering a virtual speech to the annual Munich Security Conference, Biden says democratic progress is under assault in many parts of the world. He argued that democracy is essential in addressing evolving global challenges.
And I believe that every ounce of my being that democracy will and must prevail. We must demonstrate that democracy can still deliver for our people in this changed world.
The president also planning to tour Pfizer's manufacturing plant in Michigan today. Millions of Texans are no longer in the dark, but other problems seem to be worsening. Boil water notices are in effect for millions in the Lone Star State as the water isn't safe to drink. People who've gone looking for groceries or bottled water say lines are long and the shelves are mostly bare. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Touchdown confirmed. That was the words NASA was waiting for as the science rover Perseverance landed on the surface of Mars.
The robotic explorer landed safely on Mars after a nearly 300 million mile journey to the red planet that lasted over 7 months. After the delicate maneuver that decelerated Perseverance from thousands of miles an hour to about 1.7, the rover began sending images back to Earth, taking several minutes. But then the mission control managers cheered as NASA engineer Swati Mohan made the announcement.
Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission. And looks like we have some more news in. It looks like we're getting the first image.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Part of that mission is deploying a 4-pound helicopter named Ingenuity for the first ever flight over another planet. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Joe Biden halting the Dakota Access Pipeline is going to cost farmers money. That's according to Scott Vanderwall, a third-generation South Dakota farmer. He believes halting the Dakota Access Pipeline will lead to an increase in transportation costs that will show up in lower prices for commodities. Speaking on Fox and Friends, Vanderwall, the vice president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, also talks about some of the other unintended consequences of shutting down the pipeline.
And it will show up in several ways. There are so many unintended consequences with something like this. Not only is it higher prices or lower prices, in fact, for what we get paid, but it does show up in higher prices to consumers and other things. There's another thing that probably a lot of people don't think about is the tax money that's generated, property taxes in North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois in this particular case that go to the schools, the hospitals, emergency services, all those things that have to be paid for through tax money, that those things are picking up. And if the Dakota Access Pipeline is shut down, they're going to have to pay for those things some other way.
Republican Governor Henry McMaster of South Carolina signed into law the South Carolina Fetal Heartbeat and Protection Abortion Act, which prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected in most circumstances. McMaster saying we must protect the sanctity of life. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.